Scenes from the Dance of Created Lights. The Prophecy. Spring Equinox, 969 Common Era, Cordoba. Seventeen years old, kin to the mighty house of Hakam II, the Umayyad Caliph of Cordoba, Al-Quran gazed toward the sun through closed eyelids. Seeing a magenta corona, he recalled the nine couples ritually dancing for 3 days, in and about the great plaza, moving toward the rainbow bridge prophesied by the blessed Muhammad, messenger of Allah, upon which the dancers would rise, thus marking the beginning of a new age. Lying in the sun with Merrick, his best friend, high on the bank above the Guadalquivir, shirts off, soaking in the heat, listening to the great slow waves of the river, Al-Quran fantasized about being selected to dance. They had just come from wrestling. Both were Arab, high-born and handsome. But unlike olive-skinned and raven-haired Merrick, Al-Quran was blonde and blue-eyed, like Caliph Hakam II and Abdurrahman I before him. While they watched royal barges loaded with silks and spices from the Orient, moving steadily toward the Roman bridge connecting the central city to the palace on the other shore, he attempted to relate some of the details of the rabbi's lecture that morning, leading up to his interpretation of the prophecy. But Merrick turned away. As the indigo sail of a royal pleasure boat approached the caravan of barges, then disappeared through the arches beneath the bridge, Al-Quran told himself he would never accept Merrick's fear that things were about to change for the worse. A devout Muslim, he believed in the future and in the miracle of the Rainbow Bridge. Thank you.